It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And I'm joined now by Washington Times political editor, Stephen Dinan. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Andy.
Happy Friday. Been a weird week.
Sure has.
Yeah, let's dive into the whole immigration situation. I saw your headline, Obama's immigration deportation numbers tell different stories in interior and on border. Now, that's very interesting because it appears that there may be a little game being played.
Yeah, you know, so for the past, maybe three and a half years, the Obama administration has assured immigrant rights advocates that they are only deporting the worst of the worst, serious criminals and those who have repeated immigration violations, while at the same time they've told conservatives who want to see a crackdown, they're saying, look, we're deporting 400,000 people a year, we're setting records, we're deporting everybody we possibly can given the resources you've provided to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It's possible for those both to be true, but it was very unlikely for both of those stories to be true, that they were deporting everybody they possibly could, but only deporting the most hardened of criminals. We finally have gotten a look at the specific numbers. They had to turn them over as part of the ICE agents lawsuit, the folks that are suing that we've talked about a couple times in the past. And the numbers show that, indeed, there's been a major change over the last 2 years. They are no longer deporting, they're deporting about 60,000 fewer people in the interior of the U.S. So basically, you know, once you're 100 miles from the border, that's when ICE takes over. So rank-and-file illegal immigrants who are in the middle of the U.S. living and working and holding down jobs illegally, those folks are under much less danger of being deported. In order to make the record number of deportations, what Homeland Security has done is they've instead started this gets very confusing, but you can either be removed or returned. Removal is the actual official process that most people call deportation. Returned is basically you show up, you're caught, and they stick you on a bus or a van and send you right back across the border. For years and years and years, the Border Patrol just returned people. In order to boost the deportation numbers, they've started taking people that they've just caught who crossed the border and putting them into full removal proceedings. So basically, these are new arrivals, people who haven't yet gotten into the interior of the country who are being caught by Border Patrol rather than ICE, and they're now being considered as deported as well. And so that's how they're getting the numbers to be these record deportations, but the type of people they're deporting is dramatically different from what it was under the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm. I see you have a comment in there from Congressman Lou Barletta of Pennsylvania. He was a guest on my show when I was doing the event over the past couple of days. And this guy's a real pit bull when it comes to immigration reform. He claims what? They just cooked the books, right?
That's exactly right. It's funny. Part of this, this information was reviewed, the new numbers were reviewed for that court case by a woman named Jessica Vaughn, who works for the Center for Immigration Studies, and she actually testified at the hearing last week, the ICE agent's hearing last week before a federal court judge in Texas. Barletta asked about those numbers from Napolitano at a hearing yesterday. Actually, it's worth knowing that the Homeland Security Department wouldn't actually comment to me for this story. They basically said, look at what Barletta asked Napolitano and her answer back. So they wouldn't get into the numbers with me. They basically said, deal with what we've already talked about. But at that hearing, Napolitano actually accused the Center for Immigration Studies of cooking her books instead. So it's, you know, the numbers get really crazy here. But I at this point, having stared at them for the last 4 days, it's pretty safe to say that there's absolutely a change. A major change has happened in who the Obama administration is deporting. It is artificially propping up its deportation numbers with people caught along the border, which is entirely new. And, you know, there's a reason to deport those folks rather than just simply return them. But that's not the equivalent of deporting folks who are living and working and taking jobs in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And you say ICE was involved, the ICE agents were involved in bringing this court case, because there's a group that's headed up by Chris Crane, right?
That's exactly this. And we've talked about this a couple of times in the past. These are the folks who sued, right, arguing that the administration has put them in a position where federal law tells them if they counter an illegal immigrant, they're required to arrest that person and put them into proceedings. The new memos, such as the DREAM Act policy, and then what's known as the Morton memo for the director of ICE, John Morton, which try and give priorities for who ICE agents should arrest, actually specifically tells them don't bother arresting people in certain circumstances. And the agents say even more than the memos, the actual guidance they're getting verbally from superiors is don't arrest those people or else, you know, we'll take disciplinary action. So they sued saying that there's a conflict there. They can't follow both the policy and their duty under federal law, and they're seeking to basically have the policies overturned in favor of federal law. Part of what they were seeking was these numbers in order to help prove their case. There's been this sort of change, and that's certainly what the numbers prove.
Mm-hmm. All right. I want to take you on to something else I know you and Seth McLaughlin worked on, and that was we're finding that Obama was sort of pushed aside from taking the lead on immigration reform?
Yeah, now this is an interview. That part's from an interview that C-SPAN does this newsmaker series, and so another immigration reporter and I interviewed Luis Gutierrez for that. If your listeners are interested, it runs on Sunday on C-SPAN, so they should look for that.
Okay.
But as part of that interview, Gutierrez, who's not necessarily been he's from Chicago, but he's not necessarily been a friend of the president on this issue. In fact, he got arrested outside the White House in 2010 protesting the deportation policy, the 400,000 a year number that we were just talking about. Gutierrez believes the number should be much less than that, only the actual very hardened criminals. So in the interview, we asked him what Obama's role should be going forward, and he said, flat out, the president's chance to be the leader on this issue has passed. He had 4 years to actually take leadership and didn't do that. And at this point, Gutierrez said the best role the president can play is not to get involved in the actual legislation right now. Eventually, he'll have to sign it. But as of right now, the best role the president can play is basically butt out of Congress and let the members write their bills. And then, and Obama's role should be to be the cheerleader outside, to sort of rally support from immigrant communities and Hispanic voters and whatnot, but not to actually get involved in the actual writing of the legislation. And he pointed to the incident, you may remember this, about 2 months or so ago, the White House actually leaked details of what it said was its immigration plan to a couple of reporters, and it caused a huge problem up here on Capitol Hill, where the Republicans who'd been working secretly in this Gang of Eight got bent out of shape and said, whoa, that's going to kill everything we're doing. You can't come in now and try and tell us what to do. And so Obama had to call Lindsey Graham and John McCain and apologize for what his staff had done and basically say, yeah, I'll keep my nose out of this for now. So it's a tough balancing act Obama has right now. He desperately wants to see this, but he can't do anything about it. It's entirely up to members of Congress.
Yeah.
So he has to stand on the sidelines and watch.
All right. One final thing. I see you posted something a little while ago on the connection, this Boston bombing drama with the immigration debate.
Yeah, and you know, it's no surprise we're learning the uncle of the two suspects apparently says that they came as they were granted admission to the U.S. As asylees, the asylum seekers back in the early part of the last decade. The asylum system is of course part of the immigration system, and it actually gets it has tweaks to the numbers in the big immigration bill we're now debating. All of this is going to get wrapped up. And so I just spoke with Steve King, the congressman from Iowa, who said that he thinks that this will put a halt on immigration until we actually have a sense for what's going on with Boston, until we get to the bottom of what the status of these two guys was and whether there was an actual problem with the immigration system that allowed them to be here in the first place. So I don't know whether that's optimistic thinking. It sure sounds like today Democratic senators said full speed ahead. They said, don't let Boston get in the way, not to conflate what could be terrorism up there with trying to legalize illegal immigrants in the country. It'll be interesting to see where the public comes out once we hear more about these guys' immigration status.
Mm-hmm. All right. I appreciate the update on all the stories. Have a good weekend. Thank you very much, Stephen.
My pleasure, Andy.
Stephen Dinan, Washington Times political editor. 4:58, 7:30 a.m. and 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.